Hi, my name is Eric Campbell, and in this video, I'm going to share with you my background as a copywriter and why my relationship to copywriting has changed. So, I originally started my career in business when I was 13, and I was playing this online computer game called RuneScape. And one day, I decided to write a money-making guide for other kids on how to make money inside of this game, RuneScape, and I sold that guide on eBay. And I remember I couldn't believe that something that took me 8 hours to type up was something that other kids actually found valuable enough where they'd pay me real money for it. And so it was this win-win situation. And ever since then, I've been hooked to online businesses. But what I didn't realize at the time was when I was selling that online guide on eBay, I kept updating the description because I noticed as I changed my description, it would change the number of sales that I received. So at the age of 13, I was looking at my competitor listings and then changing my listing, trying to get more sales. And the interesting thing is it works. The words we use to describe our product or service make a huge difference. Because when someone's viewing our content online, they don't have anything else to go on. They don't know how great our product is. They only have the words in front of them to make their decision from. So if we learn how to use the right words and show our value through our words, then we can get people to take the action that we want them to take. And then they can see how amazing our product or service is. So as I mentioned, I did a lot of online business activity, some little successes, a lot of failures, but I didn't actually hear about copywriting as its own skill that I could study until college. And that was when I met two business mentors who were obsessed with copywriting. And I remember they would have these night workshops once a week where we would talk about copywriting, and I thought it was the coolest thing in the world. It was this idea that you can actually study the art of how to use your words to convince someone to take an action. And it just was the most magical thing. I have vivid memories of me walking in the snow because I was at school at Pennsylvania. Just so excited and eager to hear what the next golden nugget of copywriting wisdom would be that night. And then I taught online courses in college. It's one of the businesses that I stumbled upon, and I found that I was really good at it and people found it helpful. So I've been teaching ever since, and I have over 110,000 students in my courses today, and I know that pretty much all of that success is a result of the copywriting skills that I learned in college. Because it's the words that I write in the course description that convince someone to enroll in my courses. And even in the promo videos of my courses, I'm using the same principles and insights that I learned as I was studying copywriting. So it's all about the reader, it's not about me. And then the psychological principles of how to tap into someone's pain point and speak to their pain point as a way to encourage them to get them to take that action that I want them to take. And ultimately, I know that kind of sounds manipulative, but I want them to take that action because it's in their best interest to take that action. And the question of copywriting is how can you communicate that so you're showing the reader that taking the action that you want them to take is genuinely in their best interest. So the reason why I mentioned in the beginning of this video that my relationship to copywriting has changed is because when I first heard about copywriting, I became obsessed with studying all of the old school copywriting tactics. These are the people that have been writing ad copy in the 60s and before that, the 50s. And the idea was these principles have stood the test of time. So if I study these, that's the best knowledge that I can acquire to become a better copywriter. And there is a lot of truth to that. So, a lot of these time-tested techniques have stood the test of time because they're effective, they're powerful, they move people to take action. But the problem I found with it was some of these tactics can come across as manipulative, or it looks like we're just hacking people's psychology in order to make as much money as possible. And I think copywriting can have a bad reputation with certain people because of that. People are afraid of this overt copy where it's like, buy my product, your life's gonna change forever, it's amazing, all of those huge headlines that used to do really well in the past. And so how I see the new age of copywriting is still taking advantage of those time-tested techniques and psychology that's been proven to move people to take action, but doing it from a place of complete transparency and authenticity. So the most valuable thing that you can do in your copywriting today is to listen to your target market, deeply understand their pain points, and then communicate your solution to that pain point in a very open and transparent way. It's a way of saying, I don't have all the answers for you. This is why I created this product. This is my genuine motivation. And here's why I think you, because you have these pain points, are going to benefit from it. So that's the general type of feel that copywriting that's successful has today, the modern day copywriting. And that's why I'm so excited to share this course with you, because I've gone incredibly deep into those old school tactics, but I've been writing copy ever since, and I've noticed that what works best is also what's the most integrous kind of copy out there, which is just being transparent and honest. But the thing is, so many people, if they have the best intentions of being transparent and honest, aren't rooted in those time-tested techniques, then no one listens to what they have to say. So my goal with this course is to combine the best of both worlds. I want your copy to be effective. I want it to be read. I want it to trigger people's pain points and even their fear to motivate them to take the necessary action to make a positive difference in their life. And my intention with this is I want you to share what you have to share with the world. I know you have valuable things you want to communicate with people, and you want to make people's lives better. And I believe that copywriting is the most powerful tool we have to motivate people to take those good actions for themselves. And so I want to share those tools and that strategy with you inside of this course. So I'm so grateful and excited that you're here with me, and let's just jump right into it. So once again, thanks for watching this video. My name is Eric Campbell, and in this video, we talked about how my relationship to copywriting has changed over time.